This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Julia Scott, please note the following medical letter, period. Julia is J-U-L-I-A, Scott, S-C-O-T-T. On October 3rd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 22-year-old female, height 5'9", weight 245 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 11th of 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was rear-ended at a stoplight, period. Several vehicles were involved, period. The other vehicle, after rear-ending her, struck another vehicle next to her, period. The patient was in a 2014 Toyota Corolla, period. She was hit by an SUV, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. She had immediate pain in her mid-back, low back, neck, and headaches, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing mid-back pain as well as much worse anxiety, period. The patient was jerked in the injury. No airbags were deployed, period. New paragraph. The patient's mid-back pain was diagnosed as a strain and treated with medicine, period. The pain is intermittent, period. The duration is approximately a half a day, period. It is described as an aching-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the low back, and it is worse with activity, period. New paragraph. In reference to anxiety, this automobile accident has aggravated her pre-existing anxiety to a fair degree, period. As a result, it required increasing the dose of her Zoloft to 100 to 150 milligrams, whereas before the automobile accident, it was at 50 milligrams, period. This increased dose is permanent, period. As a result of the increased anxiety, it also required the addition of another medicine called Buspar, 7.5 milligrams twice a day. And this medicine was started 1.5 months ago, period. This new medicine has a new onset after this automobile accident, period. The Buspar will also be permanent, period. The manifestation of the patient's increased anxiety is anxiousness, which is worse when she drives, comma, problem sleeping, comma, restlessness, comma, panic attacks, comma, fear of crowds, comma, and picking at her skin, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was approximately 1 week after the automobile accident. She was seen at adult and child, which is where she saw her PCP, period. She was put on a muscle relaxer and an anti-inflammatory, period. X-rays were ordered at Johnson Memorial Health, which were negative, period. She was seen several times as an adult and child, both to see her PCP and for psychological care as well, period. At the psychological division, she was seen several times. They increased the dose of her Buspar. I'm sorry, they increased the dose of her Zoloft as well as added the new medicine, Buspar, period. She also has had counseling, period. New paragraph. Medications include Zoloft in a higher dose, as well as Buspar added, period. She also requires over-the-counter analgesics, period. She also requires the prescription medicine hydroxyzine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for these injuries include higher dose Zoloft, comma, Buspar, comma, hydroxyzine, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for anxiety and depression, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals a fractured arm at age 6 without permanency, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her mid-back in the past, period. She did have pre-existing anxiety before the automobile accident that became much, much worse with panic attacks after this automobile accident, period. This required an increased dose and additional medicine, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents in the past, only one minor automobile accident that did not require treatment or emergency room visit, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of an office coordinator full-time, period. She did miss 1 week of work as a result of these injuries, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Indiana officer standard crash report states she was stopped at a red light when she heard a horn blasting continuously and then the collision, period. End of report. Johnson Memorial Health X-rays February 20th, 2023. X-rays were the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Indication was rear-ended over the weekend. All three areas were negative X-rays for fracture, period. Adult and child health records, date of visit, March 22nd, 2023. States, I am very irritable, comma, not sleeping, very good, period. I just have no motivation, period. No new stressors except the car accident, period. End of that report. Adult and child health, comprehensive assessment, May 4th, 2023. Reported wanting therapy service for anxiety, comma, depression, and trauma, period. Client reports being in a car accident a few months prior to intake, which led to an increase in anxiety symptoms, period. Client reported experiencing the following symptoms associated with trauma history. Recurrent, comma, distressing thoughts about trauma history, comma, reoccurrent, comma, distressing dreams about trauma, comma, intense psychological distress in response to reminders of trauma, comma, avoidance of places, comma, people, comma, activities associated with trauma, comma, in avoidance of memories, comma, thoughts, comma, feelings associated with trauma, comma, marked diminished interest slash participation in significant activities, comma, feelings of detachment slash distance from others, comma, persistent inability to experience positive emotions, comma, irritability, comma, hypervigilance, comma, exaggerated startle response, comma, and difficulty concentrating, period. Treatment recommendations include adjustment to trauma, depression, comma, and anxiety, period. Further evaluation needed is psychiatric, period. End of report. adult and child health notes, July 30th, 2024, psychiatric diagnostic evaluation. State 21-year-old female referred by PCP for psychological medical evaluation period. Identifies having depressive symptoms that started 4 years ago after a harmful relationship period. Feels anxiety have occurred since she was very young period. Feels anxiety have recently increased since February of this year. Now panic attacks period. Feels she will have increased sweating, comma, heart racing, comma, shortness of breath period. High levels of anxiety will increase Zoloft to 100 milligrams, period. Assessment anxiety disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder, period. End of report. Adult and child health notes, August 28th, 2024, psychiatric follow-up. Assessment 1, major depressive disorder. 2, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. Increase Zoloft to 150 milligrams a day for depression slash anxiety, period. End of report. Adult and child health note, July 4th, 2023. July 4th, 2023. Date was October 29th, 2024. Assessment was 1, anxiety disorder, 2, depression. Plan active medications off to 100 milligram tablet, period. End of report. Adult and child health telehealth, December 4th, 2024. Assessment 1, major depressive disorder, 2, anxiety disorder, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the above medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the auto accident of February 11th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, thoracic strain, number 2, cervical strain improved, number 3, lumbar strain improved, number 4, aggravation of pre-existing anxiety with panic attacks, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the automobile accident of February 11th, 2023, period. Also, I want to comment that the severity of the accident has majorly aggravated her anxiety and caused panic attacks, resulting in a permanent elevation in her dose of Zoloft, as well as the addition of an additional medication, Buspar, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include a higher dose of Zoloft, as well as the additional expense of Buspar and over-the-counter analgesics, and an additional monthly expense of $135 a month, and this would be for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GO, end of dictation.